In order to understand what Rav Kook is saying in our Satara, so we're learning a little bit in Sichas Haran. We're going to learn part of a Sicha from a Tzaddik who's living, Bo Hashem, in our days, Rabbi Shemaya Morgenstern, in Yishalayim, Zolgazon Zayn, in De'ei Chochm of Anav Shecha. I was talking to some Chevah during the week, a couple of fellows were calling, we were talking about it. Obviously, there are different shittas in Derech HaLimud. We're going to be talking more. Rav Kook is Teres Eretz Yisrael, and the tzaddikim who had neshamas klolias, those tzaddikim Hashem sent before Mashiach comes to prepare us for Mashiach, have a mahalach. Rav Nachman, Rav Kook, Lekra, and so on, Maharal, have a mahalach that's different from the mahalach of Golas. It's all Teres Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Whatever a person's learning, it's all Teres Hashem. But the learning Teres Eretz Yisrael, the Teres Eretz Yisrael, Mashiach's way, getting ready for Mashiach's way of learning Teres Hashem. And there have been changes over the years because of Golas. In Golas we adapt, and we live according to that, to the need of that time. But as we get closer to Mashiach, in the last part of history, with the Maharal, the Ramchal, and the Tzaddikim, then the Gro, Tanya Baal Shem, Baal Shem, Tanya Baal Shem, to our days, all the way down to Rav Kook, the push has been for Teres Eretz Yisrael. The rest of the Sefer is really on this point of Teres Eretz Yisrael, to understand what it means. And there are, Baruch Hashem, more and more Yidden, more and more institutions of Torah, Maizdis HaTorah, every year, that are coming around. So we were learning in the Sichas Aran. Let's just finish that little bit that we had in the Sichas Aran, on page Ayin Ches, the last page that you have. We're talking about Rabbi Nachman's way of learning. Just let's finish, take a few minutes, and then we'll learn a little bit from Rabbi Shemaya. V'pam echad chishev rabbeinu zechon levracha ma she'odim tzarech luma b'chol yoyim ad she'ein hayoyim maspik. Once Rabbi Nachman was talking about what a person needs to learn every day, that, and there's not enough time in the day, but a person needs to learn every day. Dahainu, listen to Rabbi Nachman's program. Dahainu ligma b'chol shana shas. This is, I'm talking about for the boys. For the men. Ligmor b'chol shana shas, to finish every year, entire shas, in ma'arif v'harosh. Ma'arif v'harosh doesn't say with the nachlas moish and the kilis yakov. It's ma'arif v'harosh, v'arbar shulchan aruch hagedolim, and the entire shulchan aruch hagedolim means with all the mefarshim, the taz, magid avram, shach, and so on. Is every year. B'chol ha-medrashim kulam, all the medrashim, on Chumash, b'chol sifrei ha-zor v'tikunim, v'zor ha-chodesh, b'chol sifrei kabbalah mi-harizal, z'chron mi-harizachon levar. And all zor ha-chodesh and sifrei ha-ri, kisvei ha-ri. That's really what we're supposed to learn every year. Rabbi Nachman said, but it's hard, the day is not, there's not enough time. It's hard to finish all of that in the year. But a person has to have such a rotzen, and to realize that there's such an achrayus, each person according to his madrega. Now, obviously, a person has to move at a very, very fast pace. Rabbi Nachman says, "Gam tzichin lumad eiz shir b'yam b'ktzas iyun." Also, every day there should be a time set aside to learn. He says, "B'ktzas iyun," in some depth. He doesn't say b'iyun harbe. He says b'ktzas iyun. Also, not to get stuck too long in one iyun, even when it's done more in depth. V'ayil chishav harbe dvarim gam sich loyim at tehillim b'chal yoyim. So if your day's not busy enough, of course you're trying to figure out how you're supposed to go to work. Gam sich loyim at, he says, in addition to all of this, gam sich loyim at tehillim b'chal yoyim. to say tilim every day, some tilim. Utchinus abakoshes harbe harbe, and a lot of tchinus and bakoshes, your own words to Hashem. And this besides regular davening, which you understand where Rabbi Nachum was not for 24 minutes, or with Tachnan 24 and a half, it wasn't like that. And Menachem spoke about this and said how we have to learn very quickly. With great zrizis. Not to get confused by getting lost in all kinds of digdukim from one Indian to the other Indian. To try to ask from here, Kasha, and to bring your eye from there, and so on. Vadvarm halalu hem bidukim umenusim. What Rav Nachman taught us has been tested and proven. Gam lahoy mitzava lachza takef alimudai. Rav Nachman also did not insist that one does chazara to review right away. You don't have to do chazara right away. Like in many yeshivas, that's a very big emphasis. That's mahalach. Rakvit Sonia Taman Hayulumat has Sefer, our Paisik Shalom, Besaydim, Eroshai, Lesayfai. Rabbi Nachman always wanted us to learn whatever Sefer you were learning, whatever Sefer, whatever Paisik, whatever Sefer was it, to learn Besaydim, in order, Eroshai, Lesayfai, from the beginning to the end. Bezrizis, quickly. He had, by the way, an interesting thing. He said by his mirrors too. Rabbi Nachman used to say all the Zmiris that's printed in the Siddur on Shabbos. The Friday night Zmiris that's printed. And the Shabbos morning Zmiris, and Shalshut, Rav Nachman said all the Zmiris. First, he wanted all the Zmiris. There was Hashgacha Pratis. How did it end up? And that the Dafka, these Zmiris are printed, whatever. There's some differences between one and the other, obviously. But whatever Rav Nachman had in those days, whatever they were using, that's Rav Nachman's Zmiris. But to learn, he wanted us to learn a Sefer from the beginning to end. Just try to think, how many times have we done that, to learn an entire Sefer from beginning to end? It doesn't sound like, if someone asks, did you ever read this book or that book, if it's a Stama novel, but he read books. But how many Svarim has a person read from beginning to end? I'm not saying in English some adaptation or something. I'm saying to learn a Sefer. Mitchilah Sefer, Mirashirat Sefer, it's a big thing. The Daf Yomi is finishing Zvachim. To learn a Sefer, Mirashirat Sefer, from beginning to end, in order. He wanted us to do that quickly. And then afterwards, you come back around, and again, all of life, to learn. And Rav Nachman also said to us not to be frightened. Shehizhir, and nervous. Shehizhir, shetzvichin luma kol kach b'chol yon, that he told us that we have to learn so much every day. Not to be nervous about that. Kigamim ein azoichel lumol kolkach, because even if you're not zoichel to learn that much, afapichen hu yochel yos ish kosher b'emes. Still, you could be an ish kosher b'emes. Rabbi Nachman understood that most people cannot have such a thing in a year. And he said, try hard to cover a lot of the ground, and you could be an ish kosher, you could be a kosher Jew b'emes. Not only that, and it goes to the other extreme. Rabbi Nachman said, Rabbi Nachman also told us that a person can be a kosher Jew, even if he doesn't know how to learn at all. Just think how many Rosh Hashivas would be upset about this. And you could be a tzaddik also. Afal pisha in a lamdan klal, even though he's not a lamdan at all. I told the chaver once years ago, my father and mother, they should be well, used to go every year when I was growing up. This stopped already a long time ago, but they used to have, for those years in the 60s, 50s, and the end of the 50s and 60s, they used to have every year a gathering of the Jews from the area where my parents come from. And you had that in different places where, that the Jews would get together. The main purpose of getting together was it was an opportunity to find somebody, plain and pasha, to meet someone. It wasn't a social to have a party. It was to people were still coming out and coming back from here and from there, and they would find relatives and friends, you would meet. And I remember it was a very big Indian every year, this thing that my parents went. I remember it was like a whole thing. First of all, they hardly ever went anywhere. They went to a wedding every 2 years or bar mitzvah, they hardly went anywhere. And this was a big Indian when they went to this. I remember how much my sister and I hated the babysitter we got. So the my father told me he once came back, and he was so excited. He told me he met a dear friend of his, an old friend of his. I think the name was Bercher, Dov Bear. At this friend Bercher. So I said, "Who's Bercher?" My father said, "I thought he was killed." My father goes, "I thought he didn't make it. I thought he didn't make it." And we met, and my father told me what happened. This Bercher was the son of a famous tzaddik, and he himself, my father said, was this Bercher, my father's friend from grew up together, was tzaddik yisad olam. Was a yid, a tzaddik. My father's a tzaddik, a tehillim, a davening. From the time my father said he was a little boy, he was crying over a tehillim. He was an amazing child. But my father said he couldn't understand a word of learning. Like he didn't have a head. He couldn't chab anything. And he used to daven a lot. But he couldn't chab with the learning. And my father told me he thought that he had heard that Bercher was killed. And my father came to that thing. It was called Kishvad and vicinity, whatever, that whole area. My father came to the thing, and he sees there's a yid with a beautiful beard and pelis and white stockings, whatever, coming in with like five or six chassidim. And my father looks at me, and he looks at my father, and they start to run to each other, and they hug each other, and I see them all looking at my father. He's a clean-shaven person, you know, and they're hugging each other. And then my father says they took each other's arms, and they were walking together. And my father said, "He made it." He said, "You made it," and they're talking. And my father said, to Aston Bercher, "You became a rabbi?" So he said, "Yeah." You know, in America, they made me a rabbi, whatever. So my father said, he leaned over and says, "Tell me, Bercher, did you ever learn how to read Chumash Rashi a little bit? Yeah, Rabbi, it's not, you know," he says, "Chumash Rashi, it's like this." So my father said, what do you do? So he says, I say over my heart, I heard. So he says, my father was laughing, he told me this once, I remember as a kid. He says, "Did you learn how to say Chumash Rashi a little bit?" He says, "Gemara, forget it." But my father said he was a tzaddik yisad olam, a davening, an avodah session, and a year shemayim, Meredik. He already is dead, not it's a long time not yet. But I went to see him once. My father went to me. I went to see him in Williamsburg once. It's a sheni yid, a beautiful, beautiful job. And Rabbi Nachman says there's such a thing. I feel a tzaddik yichaylan liyos. There's even such a thing that a person could be a tzaddik. I feel it's tzaddik yichaylin liyos. Afa pish en alamdan klal. Afa pish en alamdan klal. Even though the person is not alamdan at all, still be a tzaddik. Rak bal hasoga en yichaylin liyos. But a bal hasoga, to have true understanding, deeper understanding, obviously, Rav Nachman said, en yichaylin liyos kim kshu alamdan b'gemar pirish Rashi v'taisis. Unless you understand. A blad gemar Rashi v'taisis, unless you're learning. Aval ish kosher, but to be a kosher Jew, but tzaddik gomer, and even at tzaddik gomer, he says yichaylin liskais. Each person should know you could be. I feel a mishu ish pashut lagamer. Even if you're an absolutely simple person that you don't have a head. I mean, obviously you try the best you can, whatever you can. It's not an excuse not to try. It's not an excuse not to learn. Every person himself knows. V'loy alecha hamalacha ligma, like it says in Mishnah. Hashem didn't tell you you have to finish the job. He gave each person kelim. You do what you can. The job is not Hashem finishes the job. You do what you can. Viata ben charin lehibatul men, like it says in the Mishnah. But you should know that you're not free to ignore it, which means that you have to do the best you can. I just want to read to you in the Sichas Aran that we did when we were learning Sichas Aran last year, from page Chaf Hei in this edition of the Sichas Aran. Which you don't have, just listen, it takes a second. I mentioned it 2 weeks ago just outside, but I wanted to read to you. Royal Adam Shiavavi Elech Bezahidam Macholas for Makadoshim. Hashem wants, it's fitting for a person to walk in his lifetime to take a walk through all of the svarim, velulmad kulam, kedei shiye b'chol makom, so he could be in every place. By big noblemen and big kings and princes, whatever, that they go and holchem va'ovrim b'medinas. That they, when they, because they're chshivas, they go through every single place. They travel, they go, and they see. Umaytzim haytzolos rabbos hazeh, and they spend a lot of money to go on these big world tours. Kedei sheyuchel acharkech lispar v'loy meshahay b'medinas. So why? What's the tachos? Why does he have to go? Why does this person have to go to that place? So he could say. So this prince could say, I went to Spain. I saw the Antarctic, you know, he's mispor. And what? That he saw that place. That was Nebuchadnezzar ben Achmas, big Hasag was not the Antarctic. Like he says, like the big princes, they say, I was in Warsaw. That was in Varsha. Like that's a big yichas to be in Varsha. But to go from Uman to go to Varsha was a mahalach by a horse. It was a mahalach. She says that the big sorum, they'll tell them, sure, I was in the big city, I was in Varsha. So Ibn Achim says, that's an Irish guy. But the truth is, a person has to be, to try to do in his lifetime, to be in all the Mekarmes HaKadoshim Shabbatayra, in Kodesh HaMetaharis, and in the Chayesh HaMishpat, and this Masecht, and this Inyan, again with the women, in a different Mahalach, to every Sefer in Tanakh, and every Sefer in Machshava, obviously with the limitations that we all have, the time and Kaychas that each person has, but to take a grand world tour, a big world tour, all over. When a person's 120, he's going to say that, you know, he's going to say that I was in every state of the Union. I visited Wyoming. I don't know if there are Jews in Wyoming, but I was in Wyoming. I mean, it's a nice place to see the place of Hashem. I'm sure it's a beautiful place. I was in Wyoming. A person says that I went to Japan. I think I did tsunami last night over there. So they had sorrows. I was in Japan. I was here. I was there. And what you saw in these places. So Rabbi Nachman says that a Yitzhak tried during his lifetime to take a world tour. A big tour, and it's a mechayik because you don't have to be on an airplane, and you don't have to spend money on hotels to take a world tour. Kadesh yuchal espar b'adam habas. You know what? The same is the way that these noblemen and princes that in this world they're showing off. They take pride. I visited China. I visited Japan. That they have it's a chshivus. I went to these places. That when a Jew comes to Olam Haba, when a Jew comes to the world to come, that he's able to say, Hashem Shabbat says, what did you see? You saw something? He says, yeah, I saw Masechta Chulam. I saw Masechta above Mitzi, above Abasu. Yeah, he went through it. We're all worried we're going to get tested on the hardest, on that Tosfos that we never got. So Menachem says, that Hashem's going to say, where'd you go? You lived in the world, you lived 87 years, 88 years. You saw something in the world? The person can say, "Yeah, sure, I wasn't. I went on that. I went on the Jewish tour of Spain, of Morocco, whatever. I went to Europe, and I went to Asia. I went to all these different places. I'm not even talking about Pesach. I'm talking about Stam. I went to all these different places. So Hashem's going to say, I'm not asking you what your schedule was. I'm asking, did you really go to see places? You went. So the person can say, Hashem, I told you." I went as much as I could. I dragged my wife, Nebuch. She was old and tired. I dragged her, and we went to stay in this place, and went to that place, and we went touring, and we went on the bus, and we went here, and we went there. What did you see? So Hashem says, I want you to, Rabbi Nachman says, Hashem's going to ask us now, did you see Maseches Zvachim and Menachos? What's that? Is that near Bangkok? No, it's on your shelf. You remember that they gave you when you were married, your father gave you a shas? What's it called again? Zvachim. I'll check, I don't know. I have Bav Metzia. I think that's what that's called. I got one that's called Bav Metzia. Brachas, I think I got. Erchim, Krisis, Meila. That's what Nachman says. When a Jew comes to Olam Haba, he's able to be mispoyer by Olam Haba. He's able to show off. Mispoyer means to take pride in Olam Haba. What's the pride in Olam Haba? Not that you went to this place, you went to that place. Who cares? That a person is mispoyer by Olam Haba. She b'chol mokum v'hanu b'chol ha'svar makadoshim kanal. You went everywhere. You went everywhere. In all the svarim, makadoshim, all Bavli, Yushalmi, everywhere. Well, also by Olam Haba, maskir and Isai. Kol mashalomad ba'olam hazeh. And in the next world, they give back to you everything that you learned in this world. Like I said last week from the Rav Shulchan Aruch, everything that you ever saw in this world, it's given back to you. You remember everywhere you ever went. Clearly, you remember everything you ever learned. That's what Rav Nachman said, that even with the Chazar, he didn't make such a big inyan with the Chazar. You understand, the difference here is that we're not talking as a matter of it's, by Rav Nachman, the Ikka is not the Kiyas, the Godless. The Ikka is Dveikus Bashem. That was his understanding of Torah Lishma. Now, the Sikha that you have, that you just got now, from Rabbi Shemaya Morgenstern, that they started to put out. It was originally just pages that were being sent, but now they're starting to put out put them together in Svarim. So we have Ruch Hashem, Yam HaChachma, and Dei HaChachma Nafshecha. So these are Sichas from Tavshin Samachay. Rabbi Shemaya is a big tzaddik. He was Zarchet once. He has his from the shul, from the chevra Estes, that's Estes' uncle. And it was Zaycheh that they were by Avi in the house, and Estes, and some of the chevra have got to see him in Yerushalayim. It's a big tzaddik, a big makubal, an emissar makubal, a Talmud Chacham. And when you look at him, you think, what am I going to speak, Hebrew, Yiddish? And then when he starts to talk, you realize that he's from London. And you can communicate with him. Or if you understand when the British talk, I have a hard time with that. But I have a hard time hearing that. But he's a big tzaddik. The chevra that got to Uman, see Rabbi Shemaya over there. He hangs out over there. That's Roshan is fine. So look at Eis Aleph. It's going on Ve'ela Mishpatim, but obviously not living in Mishpatim. The point is to see a little bit to taste. Go to base. I was a little bit Kabbalah. Go to base. We could still understand an Amadrig without Aleph. Vihini Bashana Rabbi, you have on base? Yeshli Tentam over there? Vihini Bashana Rabbi. And Bashana Rabbi. Shabo Yehud Mavak Shemes Hashemes Baruch. When Hashanah Rabbah Jews are asking Hashem, "Va'avur Yeshuasim ha'protes va'aklolus," and Hashanah Rabbah, we're davening to Hashem, we're crying out that there should be Yeshua protes for each one of us, and Yeshua ha'aklolus for our people. Tiknu Rabbeinu loymer Hashanas utchinas, Hashem nichtavu b'lashanas kashas. Now I wanted to take this from Torah into Tefillah, to connect Torah and Tefillah, which Rabbi Nachman always wanted us to do. And I wanted also that we should see that this inyan of taking tours through words of Lashon HaKodesh, of Kedusha, is not only by Torah, it's by Tefillah as well. So Rabbi Shemaya says that you see that on Hashanah Rabbah, Tikna Rabbah Sena Loim Hashan Sotchinis, that the Chachamim gave us to say, "An Hashanah Rabbah, Hashanah Sutchinis, Asher Nichtavu B'Lashonis Kashais." They're very, very hard. They're very hard. I mean, Rosh Hashanah Kippur also. But the Hashanahs, and Hashanah is the Ikka. Those who learn the Svarim know that Hashanah Rabbah in many ways is in terms of the Yeshua is bigger than Yom Kippur. It's the Chesima, the Emes. And I remember I was growing up, that my father, because the Jews there from Europe, they made always a big union by Hashanah Rabbah. The Americans didn't. And by my father was always so strict with Hashanah Rabbah, Hashanah Rabbah, everything was Hashanah Rabbah. And by the Americans, it was like, because I remember there were by the Hashanahs, and there were these guys, adults, I'm saying 40, 50 year old guys, I remember in shul, that they were tickling each other with the lulav, and they were walking around, and they were like doing stuff, like poking with the lulav, and that one was saying, it was Hashanah Rabbah, and one was saying to the other, like the chazan was an older guy, and he was going, Hashanah, and the young guys were trying to change the speed, and they were going, Hashanah, they were trying to get the old guy to hurry, and it caused a big bilble, I remember, and then they were playing and fighting, it was a whole, there's Hashanah Rabbah. It still goes on. I hope not. I hope not. But anyway, I remember that, and my father was saying that Hashanah Rabbah, you can't believe, Hashanah Rabbah. Like Hashanah Rabbah didn't make it in America, Hashanah Rabbah. So part of it has to do with this, that we don't know what we're talking about. It's written very, very hard. The Chlal, the Piyut, especially the Ashkenazic Piyut, the Sfaradish have easier. The language is clearer. The Ashkenazim, what we have, very, very hard. Oh, the whole Machzor, Shem Kippur. And like when you come to a little bit that's easier, it's exciting. But a lot of it's hard. And we already say much less than we used to, even when it comes to the Arba Parashiyos, the four Parashiyos. So I grew up saying Yaitzis in the Shtiva. We say Yaitzis. Permis say Kravitz. If you know what that is. The young people don't even know what that is.
Still do.
I'm saying, it's, of course they still do in many places. But we say Yaitzis. And then even the Shabbos like now, that's in between. So you have the Shabbos that's in between. When you have this year came out like an Ibiyo. So you have the Shabbos, we don't have the four. So you have the Shabbos in between. It could be also others. We have Shabbos in between. There are Yaitzis for the Shabbos of the Hefzik. You say extra things, extra things. Okay, so also in the shtibel, I mean, the guys were fooling around and on kibbutzing, and only the rabbi was saying the yaitzis. Everybody else was doing stuff. And Purim and the Shemin Esrei and Kravitz, a lot of words. There's a lot of words. Over the years, the machzor got fatter and fatter. That's without the English. Now you have machzor, you have to have two people carry the machzor. It's so much. It's a lot of words, and they're hard words. So Rav Yaakov Enten and other tzaddikim already were talking about this. Why did the Kadmonim, why did the early ones give us such hard things to say? That we don't really know what we're talking about. Unless a person's like a big, big maven in Lashon HaKodesh, even someone's a Talmid Chacham. When you look at the piyutim, you look at the slichas, and now they have the ones that have the slichas like Mavur, right? You can get. So you see, like, everything's psukim from Tanakh, and all different hard things from Chazal. You look at all these things, the kinas. Also with kinas and Tisha B'Av, I remember as a kid, that we were sitting there, and there was a yid, there was an old Jew that said, he put his kinas down, like we were doing it for like an hour or something, and he put his kinas down, he was finished. You know, he was like, he was done. And they looked at him, he just was finished, and he just sat back, and he said, this is what he said. He said, don't worry, there'll be plenty of tzaros next year. He says, I'll save the kinas for next year. I can't take it. I'm done. No, he says, there'll be tzaros next year too. That's what he said. That's not a good way to look at life. But that's what he says. He says, don't worry. We'll have kinas for next year too. I'll save some. The hard words. They're hard to understand. So the tzaddikim explain. Mutav hoy l'sakna b'sofer brura. Why didn't they make it the Sofer Brura in clear, simple Lashon HaKodesh? Why wasn't it written in a simple way that we could all understand? It's a very strong question. Because we spend the whole Elul and Tishrei babbling, saying words, most of the words we don't know. You see, that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, when they set up Shemoneh Esrei, they set up simple. Shemoneh Esrei is straightforward. The words are straightforward. I mean, if a person doesn't know Hebrew, then it's hard. But if you know Hebrew, Shemoneh Esrei is straightforward. Shekol Echem Yisrael, Kriyishmas in the Torah, the Lashon of the Torah is straightforward. Shekol Echem Yisrael, Yuchel Lahavin, Ulefare Sichot Nekainai. Every Jew can read it and to understand what he's talking about. The kinas and the piyut is so hard that even when you read it in English, it's a limud, like It's hard. Umadu kol ha-piyutim v'ha-pizmainim nichtavu b'l'shoynes kosher s'sivuchais. Why were all the piyutim zmiris on Shabbos also? It's hard to understand. Why was it written in such a way? She'en Yehudi yochel limtzei atzma b'hem. That he doesn't know how to find his way around to understand what he's talking about. We've all had this kasha, no? Everybody, we've all thought about this. And we try to be good Jews, and we go on saying all this stuff. We don't understand the simple pshat. I remember in the mountains, I gave a shiur in a bungalow colony years ago. I told this to you. I gave the shiur, and after the shiur, there was a woman that told me. I was talking about how Yidden or Davening, whatever came out. I remember what it was, but she said that she told me the way that her mother davened. Her mother was a Holocaust survivor. She was already not alive for some time. She said the way her mother used to daven. She said she grew up watching her mother would hold the siddur, and her mother would go like this in the siddur. She would, with her finger, she would like dance from one place to another, to jump with her finger. So when she was older, she asked her mother, what is she doing here? So the mother said, I don't understand what it's about. But when I know that's Hashem's name, so I like to touch Hashem's name. Because everything in between, I don't understand. But I say everything, but when it comes to Hashem's name, she likes to do that, to touch Hashem's name in the siddur. It's very beautiful. But what does it mean, Lamaisa? What is that? Why did they make it in such a way? Like, I think, so. I'm trying to remember, who was it that asked Rav Kook? Somebody asked Rav Kook. I don't remember who asked. A Hebrew writer asked Rav Kook, why did he write in such a way? Why did he write? It's so hard. Why didn't he write in such a way? And remember, I think the answer was that's all, like, there's no other way to write. That's just how it came out. But for us, we're trying to understand, especially when it comes to davening, maybe learning, so the person doesn't understand. He doesn't learn Rav Kook's svar. But davening? Isn't the whole point of davening to know what we're saying? So why do they make such hard words? She'en yudhi yochelim say asom behem, v'lei mevim pshutim shaldvan, v'nitzvach t'chila, lil moed heitev kol mila, you have to sit down and learn perish ha-milas, and to try to understand and to learn what this word means, what that word means, and they make this adorn. We have the lines across, you have now the words on top, and whatever. But to understand what you're saying. B'chdei l'hoven, sikha v'sikha, just to know what I'm saying. Ba'abir b'zeh, gimel. Ba'abir b'zeh, the ikka adovim ashe tzarech Yehudi leida. The ikka that a Jew has to know. Sha'avodaso lilmay teres Hashem, that our avodah to learn Hashem's Torah, v'liyos kol chetzay b'terasay, and that one's entire desire and longing should be in Hashem's Torah, uva yega yim v'layla, and to learn Torah day and night, u'kemoisha mevar ha'yismach moisha, as Yismach Moisha says, she'ikar avodas ha'yehudi, that the ikar avodah of a Jew she'yach b'etz b'teres Hashem's Torah. That you should love Hashem's Torah, that you should want Hashem's Torah. Ubechol eis shiraya shiraya shay salsum uchalsum, Yismach Moshe said, that whenever a person sees that his head is clogged, then he doesn't chap. Shiraya shay salsum uchalsum, his mind, he's not getting it. Veinam meivin v'medva mamurim, he doesn't understand what he's learning. Azay tzarech lahamshich v'ligra ishala limudot. It's not just Rabbi Nachman, all the tzaddikim, the Talmid Yibol Shem. And not just the Talmid Yibol Shem. I said, by the Sfad, this was a little partial like that. The Sfad never had a hechatimsa any other way. As I tzarech lahamshich v'ligvayz holo limudai, that the Yismach Moshe says, that when this, you see the mind is sosum v'chosum, it's closed, you can't get it. He says, go weiter. Just keep on going.
Even though the Magen Avraham has written and the Rav in Shulchan Aruch,
The poskim say that when it comes to Torah Shabbat Savi, you say the words, you're just saying the words, yeah, but you're Yaitzi Ulimin at Torah. But with Torah Shabbat Peh, the Rav says in Shulchan Aruch, and what Avram says, that if you don't know what you're talking about, if you don't understand it, you're not Yaitzi the Chi of Talmud Torah, the midst of Talmud Torah, of learning. So he says, Elo Advar Mamur Makish, the Yismach Meshi says, Elo Advar Mamur Makish Lemis Amitz Adam Lahavin Asugi Lashu, it's only if you're not trying at all. You're not trying to understand the Sugya. Ach Bishar Shahaygev Omer Lahavin Akosuv, but when you're trying, again, what's that Shia? So Menachem is saying the Shia is, it's not a matter of 18 minutes or 8 minutes. It's, you try. How does it to try? Each person knows within himself what that means. When a person is trying, lahavin to understand, akos v'nistam, he's trying to understand, v'nistam mimenu havanis hadvan, and the meaning is hidden from him, he doesn't chap, he's trying, he doesn't get it. Hine al ze omru b'gemara, mishmei derava, the Gemara says, Avodah Zarah, in the name of Rava, lo'olam ligus inish, unfortunately most people never learn, tadaf yutas, in Avodah Zarah, because they were only learning the full blat and Bava Basra. So the Gemara says, Mishmeidav, lo'olam ligvis inish, lo'olam ligvis inish, always a person should continue learning. Learn. Ligvis inish. To learn. V'af agav the mishakach, even though he doesn't remember what he's learning. V'af agav de lo yodamai ka'omar, it's in the Gemara. V'af agav de lo yodamai ka'omar. Even though he doesn't know what he's saying, Lo'olam he should continue learning. Shnei Magars and Nachshel Tavish for the pasuk of Nachum Brot last week in Sichas Aran. Haynu, David Mel says that. Haynu, the Av Shekayre veGaris Milas Atayra. Yismach Moshe says, even though the person is reading and he's saying over the words of Torah, he tries, but Ve'eno Meivin Masha Maitzim Yipiv. He doesn't know what he's saying. Gamzeh Choshuv BeYoyse. Gam choshev b'yoyse l'mala. That's also very choshev in Shemayim. It's very big in Shemayim. Kamoshe Ramak HaKadosh Koysev. Like the Ramak writes, Kamoshe Kodavir, the Ramak. She'oysi is HaTayra HaKadosha, She'yuhudi Haige B'fiv, that the letters of the Holy Torah, that a Jew says these letters with his mouth, She'yuhudi Haige B'fiv, just saying the letters of the Oisias. Yesh bem kedusha neira, the next page. Yesh bem kedusha neira. That the letters themselves, the words themselves, we were talking about this earlier, a couple of months ago, have kedusha neira. Murdered the kedusha. Tremendous kedusha. Vav shalei maven perish amilas. Even if you don't understand what you're saying. Hu choshev ma'oid lamala. It's very choshev above. And those words that the person says when he's trying to learn, even though he doesn't get it, he says a lot. In Shemaim, Ilone Ravive means becomes many, many trees. It means he's like planting with those words and becomes big, big forests and big gardens in Shemaim. All of those words. Kamayim Razara Kodesh on that, like it says in the Zara Kodesh. Vezebuchin is the Shana Rabba. We have a lot of chizuk from this. V'zebechinus Hashana Rabba, Hashana Rabba. There are a lot of Hashanas, we say. Hashana Rabba, it's the big day of Hashanas. Those Tzoyekim El Hashem Ezbaruch Av B'loy Meivin. And Hashana Rabba is the chesima of all the avoida of Elul, of Tishrei, comes to Hashana Rabba. And we understand Tzoyekim L'Hashem Ezbaruch, the Avod of Tzadik of Hashanah Rabbah was the biggest Avod of the whole year, was the Avod of Hashanah Rabbah. We used to go every year to Satan Rebbe on Hashanah Rabbah, and we used to leave by whatever, it was like 2, 3 o'clock. The Rebbe used to go Hashanah Rabbah. It was only 10, he used to go to run to the mikveh, and to be able to go, and to have quickly, he was making to wash, to have something, and there was Shmini Atzeres. The Avod of Hashanah Rabbah. The Iki Yeshuas Shal Adam. So Rabbi Shammai explains Hashanah Rabbah, and Davki says all of the words Hashanah Rabbah is so long. The Sokim Alashemzbach Af Belay Maven. Don't know what we're talking about. Why? Because a Jew has to know the Iki Yeshuas Shal Adam Tluy Bekach. That the Iki Yeshua of a Jew doesn't depend on what you know. That's what we're learning about a lot now. The Iki Yeshua Shal Adam Tluy Bekach Shehele Kviyas Eitim Believing That Torah Kadosh. The Rishon wants is you should put in time to make sure every day it should be filled with kedusha and to say Torah Kadosh, say Tilim, and to daven. The Vayoyim B'Yoyimai every day. Don't have a Chalisa Das. You try to understand what you understand, but you can't understand. You go weiter. Say it. Take a trip, a grand world tour through Torah Kadosh every day. Vav Shederach Adam Shalafamim Moichem Meir. Even though the way of life is that sometimes your mind is shining, your brain is working good. Umeivin, umasig, besichlai, kol mashalayim, you can really chop everything you're saying. Upamim oivim alav, yisurei nefesh, ustimas alev. Then there are other days that whatever, you're going through a hard time, there are things going on in your life, you can't concentrate, you don't chop. Ta'afilu ma'omer la'ah la'tayra ha'kadosh, v'reitzu la'hovin la'haskal, as much as you try in those days to understand Torah, Divrei Talmudai, ein hu yochel l'tpais ha'dav b'sichla b'shtoy Musa. You just don't get it. It's not going. L'hovin ha'in yin la'amitla, to understand the deeper, to understand what you're learning. V'derech adam sh'nase miyuash mikach. And it's the nature of a person to be misyayish from this. V'oizeh ha'kviyish yeish lo b'shirim kisidim. He stops. He doesn't feel like coming on time first to the Chavrus. He shows up a little bit late. He does his wife needed him to change the light bulbs. Whatever is that? No, different excuses. My kid was crying. Whatever the excuses are, that's how it starts off. Comes a little bit late, and this he loses his cheshek. He loses his cheshek because he becomes miyush. He doesn't understand. He becomes he's a misyayish. Val Cain, and because of that, oyzev akviyus sheyesh lo b'shirim kisit. He abandons his kviyus, his shiurim. Forget about coming with excitement 2 or 3 minutes early. Forget about that. I meet guys that tell me they're going to the shiur, tell me I don't understand the shiur, doesn't understand the shiur, doesn't understand the shiur. How long can you go on with that? The ik says, and because of that, oizev akviyus sheyesh lo b'shiurim kisidim b'kol chalkei haTorah Kadosh, you give up this storm that you have, the chavrusas or whatever, if you're not chavrusa with yourself, in the different inyanim that you're learning, you give up. The Ratzon of our Father, of Avinu Shebishamayim, She Yehuda Yikvel Atmos Shiur Mechal Yoyim VeYoyim. It's such a good way to live. That you set up for yourself every single day, Shiur Mechal Yoyim VeYoyim, Lefi Ma'ashem Ma'asik B'moichai. But you understand according to your head, the Derech Klal, Lefi Kai Chosev, according to your Kaiches, you learn. And you come a little bit, sometimes it happens here and there. You can go for a longer stretch, a shorter stretch. You're going through a slump a little bit. You have things going on in your life. Whatever it is. It's not working out that you understand so much. You come up Iki Yeshua Shalom Nemsheches, Me'etzim Kviyas Hashem Devar Yom B'Yom. The Iki Yeshua that a person has in this world, and the garden that he plants in Shemayim with all of his Avayda, Ikir is Kviyas Eitim. Never ever to give up those, to keep your Seder, to keep your learning, to stick to the Torah, to stick to your Seder and learning. And to cover ground, and to finish Svarim, to go through. Therefore, you have to try hard, of course, to understand. But if you see you're not getting it, don't feel bad. Don't be heartbroken. Don't feel bad. Say with your mouth the greatness of Hashem. Say the words. And listen with your ears to the song of Hashem, which is his Torah. And like Ravach says, every letter is mamish, a crown to Hashem, is a gift that we sent to him. Meaning that my soul longs to say over your laws, to David Mel saying, b'cholayis at all times. Like we saw from Yismach Moshe. On the cost of Kiyim Meteres, Yismach says, right over there, Kiyim Meteres Hashem Chefzai. That a person should have a chayfetz, a longing in Teres Hashem, that he wants, he's excited, more and more Torah, more and more learning. Yoima means when things are clear to you, like the day, like the sunlight. The laila means that sometimes the learning doesn't go. It's like a night. It's not clear. It's dark. You don't get it. So I say, yeah, give him the even if you don't understand the sugya, vaydei shekavel atzmai, sheyigmor v'chol yoyim v'yoyim chukay d'vayoyim v'yoyimai. But you make up your mind that you're going to cover that ground. You're going to try to learn that Torah, your shia, your seder every day. Azai, if you do that, you'll see. And that's your Torah. And like Rabbi Nachman said, you can come to Shemaya after 120 and take pride that you went to those places. And then everything you didn't understand, they'll teach you. The Sof Kol Sof, Yitzke L'Bchinas Simchas Torah, you'll rejoice. You'll be a Jew that loves Torah, that is happy with Torah. Shabba Achar Shana Rabba. And that's the Inyan of Simchas Torah that comes after Shana Rabba. After we say all the words that we don't understand, Then right after Shana Rabba, we come to Simchas Torah. Then you could feel, you could experience the true joy of Torah, which we spoke about that when we were learning earlier Arus of Torah. Then on Simchas Torah, we're dancing with a closed Sefer Torah. We're not even understanding it because it's closed, and we're dancing with it because we're saying that I rejoice in every word that's here. Some I understood, some I didn't understand, and from there, a person has joy. So therefore, Simchas Torah comes right after Shana Rabba, right after the whole Elul, all the Slichas, and all Shanim, and Esos Mitzvah Yom Kippur, all the words that you don't know what you're talking about, and you come to Shana Rabba after all of that. Iki Yeshua is with those words, and then you can come to Simchas Torah. The Simchas Torah b'Seichnim talking me'ha'adam kol adinim. And Simchas Torah, all the dinim, all the negative things, all the judgments that were against the person become sweetened when he rejoices in being a Jew and dancing with Hashem's Torah. Moichai niftach, and his mind opens, and meyev v'zoicha l'umad v'lamad v'chol ha'kviyas shekibul atzmo, and he's zoicha then in the new year to be mekabel upon himself, new zmanim, new storm, to be kaveya for himself in Simchas Torah, to be mekabel times, to learn this, to do this, to learn that. You see how the Sfadim are always so careful, the chayk, to learn chayk l'yisrael, they were so careful, the chayk, it's coming back now. Not just Sfadim, the Sfadim always stuck to it. The Ashkenazim, because the Ashkenazim always had a cheshman, because it's the Inyan of Bina, right? That there has to be a lumdus. The Sfadim never had a problem. They said, Chayk L'Yisrael, it's a big Inyan. The Seder HaLimud of Chayk L'Yisrael. I'm not going to explain what it is now. If you know, you know. If not, not. But they always kept with the Chayk L'Yisrael. That every single Sfadi, every single Jew had his Chayk. His Chayk L'Yisrael, what he said. His day, his Shir. Chumash, Shnayis, Ashtekel, Zayar Kaddish, every day. Chayk L'Yisrael. Chayk L'Yisrael means Chayk is like when the food is distributed like in Mitzrayim, every day has its set portion. That's what it means. That's why Lechem Chuki. Lechem Chuki. Chayk L'Yisrael. Chayk means something you don't understand necessarily. But you do it. And then the person Zayichet the Simchas Torah. And from Simchas Torah you can't be makabel on yourself those storm and learning. Like there's the ikka hamtokas adinim ha'adam, and that brings to such a hamtokah of the dinim, a sweetening of all the judgments. The ikka mechila savanaisav tluya bekach, and the ikka mechila of being forgiven for one's sins is tluya bekach sheyikva zmanim ve'idanim, that a person should just, that on Simchas Torah that a person accepts upon himself times, set times, b'chol yom, what's going to be that during that year, lahagis b'teres Hashem, to learn Hashem's Torah. The fiasagos according to his madrega. The yaza maistav, and he strengthens himself, lamad bismanik viuso, in the whole year to live with those manim, to go with those manim, and to cover those things that he has to cover. Va'af sho'ev malov yomim shal koishi v'tzar, and even though during the year he's going to have hard days, shakol oved Hashem tzarach shi'avalov, every oved Hashem goes through, everybody has hard days. Whatever that person's difficulties he has in life. The main reason for our tzaras, our difficulties in life, is not because of what happens to us. It's because of our avarice that we do that brings darkness to our lives and covers our eyes from seeing the truth of Hashem and the truth of the simcha, what it means to be a Jew. That prevent us and stop us from feeling the simcha of learning Torah and going through Hashem's Torah. So you don't show up on time for the chavrusa in the beginning. You drag your feet. You come a little bit. You don't come. You sit there. You have a cheshi. You have a cheshi. You're in yeshiva. You aliyah. You read the aliyah. You read, and then you know, people go crazy. No cheshi can happen. Dike dvekes adam v'bayu hiderach haTorah kadosha. The ikke dvekes that a person has in Hashem is with the Torah. If you ain't adam kavei itim laTorah, if you don't have every day a chayk, every day of Torah, a dosage. A set dosage. See, a person's very careful. The doctor told me he has to take 2 pills in the morning, 2 pills at night. He's not going to miss it. That's what it means to be a yid. That's what it means, Torah. The doctor says you have to take the antibiotics. This 20, every 12 hours. You see, a person's medactic. It shouldn't be 12 hours without the antibiotics. It shouldn't be 24 hours without taking the right antibiotics. He has his chayk. He has his chayk. And the person, they sit and have a, when they get older, they have to have a lot of pills, and they have the thing that has the pill box, the Monday, Tuesday. This is for Monday's chayk, this is Tuesday's chayk, this is Wednesday's chayk. Every day is a chayk. Every day is a chayk. Did you remember to take your pill? The wife says to the husband. The husband says to the wife, did you take your pill? Then the children call up and say, Mommy, Dad, did you take your pills? What? With all the parents from this parasha. But there's a chayk. It's a chayk. Yia mishiyia, whoever you are. V'im ein ha'adam kavei itim latar yia mishiyia. If you're not kavei at those times, whoever you are. As I yisrachi l'gamri chalila, yikivis b'nei Hashem Yisbach. No matter who you are, you're going to get far away from Hashem. If you abandon your chayk, you're going to get far away from Hashem. Dim ta'azveini, yayin, Yamayim, as record. So it's Chazal said, if you leave me for a day, you'll end up leaving me for 2 days. In other words, if you're not careful with the daily dosage, with the chayk, if you don't stick to it, you'll see. First it begins with 1 day, then 2 days, and then it becomes profound. Then it's Yamayim, as record. So this is a way in Torah, this is a way in Tefillah, and we'll continue, Mr. Shem, next Erev Shabbos, to join together our understanding of this, to bring together the Torah and Tefillah.